Bless God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's time now for the Word of God. Let's take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you even now that as we come to this moment, that we might decrease and that you might increase. God, save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. You may have your Bible available. I certainly want to shout out to all of our friends in the great state of Florida and Carolinas and also Indiana. I could go around the globe, but thank you for tuning in and for sharing the Word with others. We need the Word of God. Matthew 7, 24, 27. Let's take verse number 24. It says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand." Verse 27 says, "The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "A Firm Foundation." A firm foundation. No matter what your age is, you're probably familiar with the fable or fairy tale, the three little pigs. I remember it. My grandsons also remember it. Now, they added some new school stuff to it. But we know these three pigs, they go out into the world and they begin to build their homes using different materials. One built this home with straw, another with sticks, and the other pig built his with brick. And we know that it's not long before the big bad wolf shows up. And we all have some big bad wolves in our life experiences who always want to blow on our dreams, always want to discourage us. This wolf began to huff and to puff, and he blew down the house that was built using straw, and the same thing for sticks. And he also came to the house where all the pigs had assembled, and he blew on that house, but he could not blow it down. And of course, if you go on to read that story, I think it was about dinner time. But it's to let you know that we have to build our own lives on a firm foundation, and that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. Experts in the field of construction will tell you, in order to lay a solid foundation with reinforced concrete, it helps to build a building that can stand up to the strain and the weight of the structure. Also, it must be built in such a way that it prevents moisture from taking place. Now, as much as I know, which is about zero, but it can prevent mold from coming into, say, the basement area. And a good firm foundation is also important. It acts as a stabilizer so that when the wind and the storms come, the house is not moving, or the structure, from side to side. And don't you know that in your own life, you could probably testify that there have been some things that seemingly have you going in the wind, that the winds of life and the rain and storms of life. But thank God for Jesus that you built your life on a firm foundation, so that way you're able to stand. You're not discouraged, because you know for where it is that you are standing, it is on the Lord Jesus Christ. In our text today, we certainly listen to the words of Jesus. He addresses those who are following him. Jesus always had a message of encouragement, but he lets them know the importance of what takes place when you judge others. We can be a judgmental society. He begins to lay down step by step the importance of the narrow gate and the wide gate. But what I like about what he says in this text that sticks out to me especially, he says, if you listen to my words, listening to my words. I can hear my father now, and you can hear your parents now say, do you hear me? They knew you didn't have a hearing problem, but they wanted to make sure that what they shared with you stuck. And Jesus did the same thing. Now, if you hear my words, then here's what's going to happen, that you will be like a wise person who builds their home on the rock. If you don't listen to me, if you get too busy, can I put my own two cents in? If you show me the hand, you will build your home, and because it is built in such a way that's not based on my word, you are a foolish person, and it will crash. Now, before you check the wise box, we've all done some foolish things, and not just yesteryear, but even this week. But thank God that in the end, our lives are built on a solid foundation. Well, I need you to come to the work site with me. So get your work clothes on, your nails, your hammer, saw, drill, measuring tape, all those things you would need to be on a construction site. Because we're going to do some building. In order to build a firm foundation in life, we must have a plan, a purpose, and be willing to practice a plan. This wise man, that's why he was wise, he actually had to pick a building site where the soil conditions were right. That's why engineers come on. You just can't go out and build a house. It was surveyed. And before he started to dig, he made sure that there was a plan in place. There was a blueprint in place. And I was exposed to a plan as a young man growing up. It was the plan of salvation that was shared with me by my parents and by the pastor of the local church. That's a plan worth keeping, a plan worth following. But even in my experience, I was building a foundation. Whether it was being in Sunday school every Sunday, whether it was teaching Sunday school, whether it was washing cars on a Saturday to raise money, whether it was helping to deliver fish dinners, or some of y'all know about that, fish dinners, whether it was churning ice cream, these were the kinds of things we were exposed to that helped to build a foundation. We must do that with our children. Don't just give them things, but allow them to take on some responsibility as it relates to Christ. Now, I didn't realize any of that, washing those cars, had anything to do with a plan of salvation, but it taught me how to work for the Lord. Amen. And what becomes so important, 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. That becomes so important. You can't lay a foundation on your career, on your good looks, on the money you have in the bank, on who you know, but your life must be built on a firm foundation. And I'll say it again, that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen on that? Give me a thumbs up or a heart. That becomes so key. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans of a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. That whatever you do for Christ will last, but you can't go at it any kind of way. You can't go at it with just saying, these are my ideas. But this wise man shows us the importance of scoping things out before you start to build. Can I just throw this in? It came in my spirit. Even as you are building a life with someone else, make sure that there's a plan. Make sure you're equally yoked. I'm coming all out the gate. I didn't even put this in my manuscript, but maybe you're about to get married. Amen. Make sure that there's a plan in place and there's a foundation for your marriage. We'll pick it up for a different day. Amen. Amen. There must be a plan, but also a purpose. This wise man had a plan, but he also knew what he was doing. He had a reason for building where he built. He built on a rock. He built on a solid foundation so that when the rains and the storms of life would come by, he knew that it would be able to stand. Are you building your life in such a way that when tribulation comes and when circumstances change in your life, that no matter what you are going through, never forget that you stand on the word of Jesus Christ? You're on firm foundation. You'll submit. It catches quick. It doesn't take long. And, you know, some of y'all will go by and you write your name and then while it was still wet. But thank God for Jesus that you must have purpose in life. That you are here for a reason. You're no accident. That God has allowed you to be born and to be in this season for a purpose. And so we take the words and we heed the words of Jesus Christ. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you to will and according to his good purpose." He has a purpose for your life. Someone may have said to you that you're not going to amount to anything, and I know your background, and we've counted you out based on where you live, and we've counted you out based on your test scores. My SATs weren't the best, but look at God. It wasn't just a test. Amen? But thank God for Jesus that he's able to do what? He's able to provide. Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good to them who love God and those who are called according to his purpose." You got to have purpose in life. Amen? And that purpose comes by way of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you still standing on that firm foundation? That foundation is Jesus Christ. That no matter what takes place, you're in the right place. A purpose, a plan, but also a practice. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like that wise man. And if you don't put the words into practice, you're like that foolish person. And there again, we've all been wise and foolish from time to time. You know, it's so important that when you practice something, that means that you act on it. When you practice something, it's about doing something and not just talking about it. And, you know, practice, I've heard, makes perfect. I disagree with that. Practice makes improvement, because every day you get up, you'll say, you know what? The Lord has kept me for another day. Great is thy faithfulness. His mercies are new every day. But you got to practice. Some of y'all are big on sports, and you know that if your team has not practiced, it shows up on the field. Amen?
Amen.
You got to practice. You got to practice at it. That becomes so important. And that is what we have to do to improve our condition, to improve our standing, is to put the words into practice. Just don't be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word as well. Book of James. And Jesus knows something about building. He was the son of a carpenter, Joseph. You know, Joseph put Jesus to work in that carpentry shop, that he knew how to build things. And he knows how to build a life. He said to Peter in Matthew 16:18, it becomes, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus died for us. Jesus rose for us. Jesus has made it so plain that he's given his life so that you might have a life and you might have it more abundantly. That becomes so important. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. And storms will come in our lives, but never forget where you stand. Never forget that it is Jesus Christ who can change your life around. Perhaps you built your life a different way. Reverend, is there hope for me? Yes. He comes along with heaven's construction crew and rebuilds you and starts you out on a solid foundation. That becomes so important. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Everything that you stand on will sink unless that foundation is firm, unless it is one that is laid by the Lord Jesus Christ. Love the hymn. Time is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand, but build your hopes. Build your dreams. Have your outlook on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. My God, I'm standing today in the basement of my home, Studio C, and I'm in the basement, which means I'm standing on the foundation.
Yes, sir.
Under my feet is the foundation. Amen? And so as I stand today, yeah, there's carpet, but beneath that, somebody had to dig a hole for this location. And I stand today on Christ, which is my foundation. Let me ask you a question today. Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Have you confessed your sins unto him? Have you built your life on the rock and not on the sand? I'll talk about it in a minute. Let's go up to a song from our choir. Come just as you are. Invitation is there for you. Come by just as a messenger to let you know if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can know him today. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that today. It is on you today to say, I need a different foundation. The one I'm standing on and living on is sinking. It's about to crash. But when my life is built on Jesus Christ, it means life eternally. Let's pray. Father, we thank you even now that if there's one under the sound of my voice who knows not the Savior, that they may open their hearts and confess to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's all about rejoicing, and we thank God for the Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. It is so important. It's a good friend of mine, Mike Chandler, and you can find it on our link on our website. It's gospel music all day long. Amen. All you got to do is just tune in. But you need encouragement along the way, and it becomes so important that you find it there. It's always a blessing as I leave on broadcast to go back home. Now, y'all know I love home. And I want to bring the Allen Chapel AME Choir from Houston, Florida, as they close us out today. And we'll come back and say goodbye to you. That's the Allen Chapel AME Church in Houston, Florida. I got so excited. This was recorded during a revival a couple of years ago. I forgot to tell you that you can contact us if it comes to being able to know what you need in terms of updates. You can do that. I got too excited. I have to go back. You can text us or email us. We want to keep you informed here at Harvest Christian Ministries. And, of course, we thank you, as always, for your sacrifice as you give online. You can do that right now, even as we speak. We thank God for your faithfulness, and we thank you for being partners with Harvest Christian Ministries. And, again, we want to be praying for you. So if you have a prayer request, also send it to us. We want to make sure that you are thought of, and so many are going through so many things right now. But don't you know God is able? Why? He said, my life is built on a firm foundation. Until next time, from the Harvest Studio, Studio C, stands for Christ. On behalf of the entire technical team behind the scenes, let's give God a praise today as we thank you for joining us.